Picture Monday morning at 5:15 a.m. Your alarm blares that Nickelback song you once loved but now despise, the same one you've been too exhausted to change for 3 years. You drag yourself from bed, joints aching from a mattress you can't afford to replace, dreading the week ahead. After showering, you dress in your $800 suit bought on credit during a promotion that never materialized and grab artificially colored cereal, breaking your diet plan for the fourth time this week. Your Mercedes, that status symbol you thought would make you feel successful, has lost its luster despite 57 payments remaining. You join thousands in bumper-to-bumper traffic, all trapped in expensive boxes that fail to mask collective misery. At work, you discover your cubicle neighbor was fired for outsourcing his job to China, and his responsibilities have been dumped on you with vague promises of exposure. More hours, same pay, while your CEO announces record profits. You can't quit with your mountain of debt, mortgage, car payment, private school tuition, and the lifestyle your partner insists on maintaining. The day drags as you count minutes until freedom, only to find a 5-car pileup delays your commute by hours. At home, you numb yourself with alcohol and scroll mindlessly through social media feeds full of carefully curated happiness. This story might not be yours exactly, but elements likely resonate. Perhaps you recognize the Sunday night dread creeping in around 3 p.m., the quiet resignation in your parents' eyes, or that persistent feeling that something is fundamentally wrong despite doing everything right. These whispers aren't random. They're your consciousness desperately knocking, telling you that you're not living by free will, but by a script written long before you were born. The script is an invisible operating system dictating how you think, work, and live. It prescribes a predictable path: excel in school, attend college, accumulate debt, secure an unfulfilling job, embrace consumerism, marry, have kids, obsess over retirement, and die, while dreams slowly wither. Before the script invaded your consciousness, you were genuinely free, dreaming of becoming an artist, astronaut, or entrepreneur. Then everyone changed their tune. Be realistic, grow up, that's impossible. Reality became mediocrity, painted by those who had themselves surrendered. The script operates through two channels: friends and family who parrot doctrine out of misguided concern, and those profiting from keeping you trapped, selling financial products designed to extract your life force. Like Plato's prisoners mistaking shadows for reality, we're chained by hyper-realities, simulations blending fiction with reality until we can't distinguish between them. Named days are perhaps the most pervasive illusion. There's no celestial reason for a 7-day week. Your dog doesn't know the difference between Sunday and Tuesday. Yet we've artificially segregated our time, killing Tuesdays while postponing life until the weekend. Consumerism perpetuates the myth that consumption produces happiness. When I bought my first Lamborghini, it was 5% car and 95% illusion, yet it dramatically altered how people treated me. At nightclubs, I bypassed lines in the Lambo, but waited with everyone else in my Toyota, though nothing about me had changed except perception. The college degree illusion has two prongs: the outdated belief that intelligence and wealth require a degree regardless of cost, and the notion that any degree guarantees a job. We're sending an entire generation to college for unusable degrees, while student loan debt tops $1 trillion. Perhaps the most fraudulent illusion is freedom itself. I paid cash for my Arizona house, but don't truly own it. I merely have equitable title as long as I pay property taxes. Stop paying, and the government repossesses your property. We're like free-range livestock, given the illusion of freedom while being held captive for our economic output. Our life is rationed by time, 24 hours daily that burn away regardless of how we use them. Everything we buy costs fragments of our life. That $50 shirt, it wasn't just currency. It was 5 hours of existence. Like the movie In Time, we all have invisible death clocks ticking away. The scripted life typically results in 63 years of indentured time versus only 12 years of free time, 40 plus years working, 8 years commuting, 7 years preparing for work, 3 years in meetings. This temporal prostitution means selling good time today, your youth, energy, and creativity, to buy bad time tomorrow, retirement years with declining health. Two paths converge at the same regretful destination. The sidewalk promises immediate gratification but creates a prison of debt. The slow lane represents trading today for tomorrow's freedom through saving and investing. While appearing responsible, it asks you to sacrifice 90% of your adult life, hoping to enjoy the last 10%. Both paths lead to MODE citizenry: mediocre, obedient, dependent, entertained, and lifeless, dead inside long before physical death. The tragedy isn't just the trade itself, but that most people never recognize they're making it. An unscripted life delivers 5 freedoms: owning your time, achieving financial independence, making unconstrained choices, eliminating dependence on hope, and escaping ordinary routines. The journey starts with a "fuck this event" FTE, a traumatic epiphany when staying hurts more than leaving. For many, it arrives at 26, trapped in a meaningless job that renders their degree worthless. 3 mental traps keep you imprisoned. The shortcut scam promises extraordinary results through secret bypasses. The consumer scam programs you to believe stuff creates happiness. The money scam treats money as mysterious prey to hunt, when it's simply a mediator storing agreed perceived value. Do what you love is a destructive Trojan horse, justifying avoidance of necessary discomfort. The real secret? Do what you hate. Your tolerance for pain determines your potential. Success drives passion, not the reverse. As a septic tank millionaire told Mike Rowe, "I looked where everyone else was headed, then went the opposite way. One day, I realized I was passionate about other people's crap." A true business follows 5 core commandments called sense, control, entry, need, time, and scale. When a business makes sense, it makes sense for building an unscripted life. Control warns against hitchhiking, depending on another's vehicle. Network marketers learn this when companies discontinue products, slashing income overnight. Entry teaches that low barriers destroy opportunity. When anyone can enter with minimal effort, competition explodes and margins collapse. Need forms the foundation, the tabletop supported by the other commandments as legs. Wealth comes from solving problems, not chasing riches. Time breaks the link between time and income, ending temporal prostitution. This enables earning through time rather than in time, making money while sleeping. Scale instructs that legacy value systems must replicate through mass or magnitude while making profitable impact. After successful entrepreneurship, create passive income from accumulated wealth. When passive income exceeds expenses, work becomes optional. An effective money system allocates into 3 pots: the fuck you pot, idle cash providing options; the home pot, dream home owned free; and the paycheck pot, passive income funding lifestyle. You've been sold a story about success that leads to quiet desperation disguised as achievement. The alarm clock, the commute, the cubicle, the countdown to retirement, none of this is inevitable. It's a choice you've been making unconsciously because everyone around you makes the same choice. The pain of staying the same eventually exceeds the pain of change. That moment when you realize you can't do this for another 30 years isn't weakness. It's awakening. Going unscripted begins as a mental seed that blossoms into abundance when cultivated with resolve. It demands you question everything you've been taught about money, success, and the right way to live. It requires enduring discomfort, facing criticism, and working harder than you ever imagined, not for a paycheck, but for autonomy. Your time is burning away, whether you use it building someone else's dream or your own. The question isn't whether you're capable of creating an unscripted life, it's whether you're willing to endure the temporary pain of change to escape the permanent pain of regret.